from inside the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Mescalero Apache Truck Stop Casino on Highway 70 just outside of Ruidoso and the Inn of the Mountain Gods Hotel and Casino were closed on Wednesday, and the Mescalero Apache Reservation will close on Friday. Tribal President Gabe Aguilar related to Village of Ruidoso Mayor Link Crawford that
he called me to let me know that it had 10 cases a couple of days ago, and then they had tested over 500 people and got back 20 positives, and so that he was making the decision to go ahead and shut the reservation down, close the casinos, close the hotel. So
the guests who were staying at the hotel were reaccommodated at other non-Apache lodging properties in Ruidoso. The emergency lockdown will begin Friday at 5 p.m. and is expected to end on August the 7th. As for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 3 new cases of the coronavirus on Wednesday. Here in Lee County, 20 new cases of the COVID-19 were reported on Thursday, bringing its total to 431. For Eddy County, there were 6 new cases reported on Wednesday, bringing their total to 202. Chavez County reported 7 new cases of the coronavirus, bringing its total to 229. 37-year-old Vienna Johnson of Roswell was charged with arson in a Saturday fire. According to reports, she's accused of using a Molotov cocktail to set fire to the office of an auto repair shop in the 600 block of East 2nd on Saturday. And according to reports, her husband was sleeping in the office at the time of the fire. He was living there at the time and was able to escape the burning building without serious injury. 41-year-old Thomas Rojas of Carlsbad is facing child abuse, drugs, and weapon charges. According to the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, deputies served a warrant to Rojas in the 2400 block of Western Way, where they allegedly discovered abused children, illegal firearms, and narcotics. Officials determined that the minor children needed medical attention, and one of them allegedly tested positive for methamphetamine. All 3 children are now in the custody of the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.